Hey, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Okay, well, Christmas just passed. I hope everybody out there had a great holiday, a safe holiday. If you worked, thank you so much for being one of those dedicated professionals out there who works the holidays and who provides the needed emergency care and services that all of our communities need. And at one time or another, all of us in EMS winds up working holidays. So I appreciate your dedication, and it's also important to just acknowledge that this is the type of profession where we are 24/7, 365, and we don't all get to be off on holidays and birthdays and anniversaries and things like that, and it was a big sacrifice that gets made during those occasions. Today's Monday Minutes, I just want to kind of remind you that we got New Year's coming up. I want you to, of course, remain vigilant, be safe and aware of your surroundings during the new year. And keep in mind, too, that we're going to have a lot of people out there who are making their New Year's resolutions. And some of that can wind up trickling down to us in EMS, because you get people who, of course, the most popular of resolutions is to try to lose weight. And a lot of people sometimes can overdo it, either by doing too much exercise, not eating enough, or even taking medications, whether it's over-the-counter type of stimulants to help them lose weight, or even prescribed medications to help them lose weight, and by overdoing it can wind up becoming a patient of some type, whether it's maybe dehydration, maybe it's hypotension, maybe it's lethargy, or any number of things that can go along with these types of medications. And the stimulants, of course, can also increase heart rates and make people more agitated, and some people might have underlying conditions where these stimulants might actually have a negative effect on them. So keep that in mind if you come across patients during, especially early January coming up. Keep that in mind. You get a patient who seems to be young and relatively good health and just trying to lose some weight, and you just can't quite pinpoint why they might be presenting abnormally to you. Try to maybe ask some questions if you can to family members, loved ones, or even the patient if they are alert enough to go ahead and maybe find out they are taking any type of stimulants, if they've changed their diet drastically, things like that. And think about other patients too, like diabetics and some of the mid-aged type people who are trying to lose weight, who might be cutting back on calories too much, not really consulting with their doctors to lose the weight, and end up putting themselves in some type of a diabetic issue or other type of electrolyte type of imbalance that might throw off either their cardiology type patterns or even their diabetic stasis, where they might be high or low sugar levels depending upon how they've adjusted their diet without really consulting their doctor. Just some things to keep in mind. It's not like this epidemic that goes on during the first few months of the year, but you might see it, and I think it's just important to maybe point that out to you and maybe just kind of keep that in the back of your mind when you respond to calls that don't quite click in, don't quite make sense, and keep that as an option as to why a patient may be presenting a certain way. Well, listen, I hope you have a great new year, a safe new year, and I will see you in 2012. A lot of stuff coming down the line at EMS Office Hours, and as well as the EMSSEO.com and TurboMedic.com websites, and I hope you will be along for the ride and enjoy and take advantage of all the resources and training and products that are available to you through these websites. Until next Monday, this is Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours, and as always, stay safe.